I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Well, today is Wednesday, February 1st. We have an update about that major ice storm stretching from Texas to Kentucky. Also, the newest House hearings and investigations begin on Capitol Hill. We'll tell you the first topic lawmakers are focusing on and what to expect out of a meeting between the top Democrat and top Republican in the country. Plus, how the FDA is changing to address food safety, where you can go with a new unlimited travel pass, and what remote workers do with that extra time they save by not commuting. Those stories and more news in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Already this week, an ice storm has ravaged parts of the South and Central U.S., and winter weather alerts continue today for more than 30 million people from New Mexico to West Virginia. Cities under the most serious warnings include Dallas and San Antonio in Texas, as well as Memphis, Tennessee, and Little Rock, Arkansas. Those areas could get more than half an inch of freezing rain today on top of already thick sheets of ice. So roads are expected to become even more treacherous. That comes as especially rough news for Texans, since first responders went out to hundreds of crashes around the state yesterday. Thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed, and businesses and schools are shut down, as well as at least one major healthcare system in Texas. As of this morning, about 25,000 customers in Texas have lost electricity. Those outages are expected to grow, too, as the ice brings down more power lines. States like Texas and Arkansas have declared states of emergency to get support teams ready to respond to the storm wherever they're needed. Though hopefully they won't be needed for too much longer. Most places are expected to see some winter storm relief by tomorrow as temperatures start to go back up. Today, the new Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is headed to the White House for his first one-on-one sit-down with President Biden. They're talking about the looming debt crisis, since remember, the U.S. already hit its debt limit and the Treasury had to take extraordinary measures just to avoid a default. But even those won't hold forever. Republicans in Congress say they are willing to raise the limit to pay the bills that have already been racked up. But in return, they're demanding cuts to future government spending, though they haven't given details on exactly what they want to cut yet. When CNN asked President Biden what his message to Speaker McCarthy will be in today's meeting, he said, quote, "Show me your budget and I'll show you mine." Analysts are skeptical that today's talks are going to result in any kind of big breakthrough, especially since in the past, the White House has said it will not be negotiating spending cuts in exchange for a deal over the debt limit. Without a deal, the U.S. Treasury says it will run out of money to pay its bills for the first time ever, and that could happen in early June. To be continued. This week, lawmakers are holding the first hearings meant to investigate the workings of the Biden administration. Today, it's the House Judiciary Committee with a hearing about security on the U.S.-Mexico border. Lawmakers will be hearing from witnesses like a county judge from Texas, a sheriff from Arizona, and the co-founder of a nonprofit meant to raise awareness about opioids. The panel is being led by Republican Congressman Jim Jordan, who has criticized the Biden administration for border policies he says has led to a crisis. Meanwhile, the White House says Republicans are just playing political games instead of coming up with a real solution for immigration reform. Also today, the House Oversight and Accountability Committee will have a hearing about waste, fraud, and abuse in federal pandemic spending, while another committee has a hearing investigating the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic and the origins of the virus. There are many other investigations planned as well about President Biden's family's business dealings, President Biden's handling of classified documents, the withdrawal from Afghanistan, and more. Now that the House is led by Republicans, they have the power to set the topics for committee hearings and have power to issue subpoenas that would require certain testimony or documents to be handed over. But Democrats have some members on these committees, too, who can also question witnesses. One congressman, though, who's not expected to be doing any questioning is the controversial Republican George Santos. He's faced calls for resignation from members of both parties when it was revealed that he lied about his resume and identity. Santos says he will not resign, but this week he did announce he would step away from his committee assignments, at least temporarily. Meanwhile, Santos is facing criminal investigations over his personal and campaign finances, but he says he's confident he'll be able to clear his name. There are new concerns about Russia's nuclear program. The U.S. State Department told Congress Russia has violated a treaty by refusing to let American inspectors into its nuclear facilities. Russia has also canceled diplomatic meetings meant to discuss the nuclear arms treaty. The U.S. says those meetings and inspections are essential to the security of the world at large. Russian leaders have been threatening a nuclear war for a while now, since they've been upset about the U.S. and other Western nations helping Ukraine defend itself against Russia's invasion. That said, U.S. intelligence officials say they have not heard any evidence that Russia is actually planning on using a nuclear weapon anytime soon. Some analysts say Russia is likely just using its nuclear program as leverage to end the war in Ukraine on their terms. Well, back in the U.S., as the Federal Reserve wraps up its first meeting of the new year today, it's getting some new data to work with, and reports say it could convince the Fed to ease up its fight against inflation. It's the Labor Department's Employment Cost Index, or ECI, which tracks pay increases and benefits costs for employers. Well, the ECI that came out this week says wages and benefits are still rising, but not nearly as quickly as economists expected. They went up 1% in the final 3 months of 2022, which was the smallest gain in a year. The Fed is apparently paying close attention to that index, since it considers it to be a good sign of how the labor market is driving inflation. So with the newest data out, analysts are expecting the Fed to slow down and eventually stop its series of aggressive rate hikes. We'll find out its next move later today. More news is still coming up, but first, this podcast is sponsored by Stitch Fix. You know that feeling when clothes fit just right and are your style? Yeah, that's that Stitch Fix feeling. Because Stitch Fix has you covered with over 1,000 brands and styles, plus a wide range of sizes. And you don't have to spend forever searching from scratch. Instead, Stitch Fix is kind of like your style partner. Once you answer a few questions about where you typically like to shop, what you like to wear, and your price range, your stylist learns all about your tastes and collaborates with you on looks you'll love. I also appreciate there's no subscription required. Simply order a refresh as needed or try regular seasonal fixes. I even like Stitch Fix Freestyle, which is like a curated shop just for me. In fact, I recently got trendy boots, a cute top, and a neutral color purse, and wore them all together the other night feeling so stylish with very little effort or time. And right now, Stitch Fix is offering the Newsworthy listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/newsworthy. That's stitchfix.com/newsworthy for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/newsworthy. The FDA says it's overhauling its foods division in response to recent crises, including the baby formula shortage last year. Agency leaders laid out a restructuring plan, saying soon there will be just one single deputy commissioner in charge. There will also be more clear lines of authority and reporting, as well as a new IT system. Plus, a human foods advisory committee made up of food safety and nutrition experts. The CDC says about 48 million Americans get sick from foodborne diseases each year, many of which are caused by what the FDA refers to as avoidable safety problems. One of the most notable recent issues was with allegedly tainted baby formula that made some children sick. Before that, a whistleblower complaint flagged some pretty bad safety violations at the formula factory, but the complaint went unseen for months before the plant eventually shut down and formula became hard to come by across the U.S. Since then, there have been calls for even bigger changes at the FDA, but the FDA's leader says the structural changes he's laid out will make a big difference on their own, making the agency more efficient. So we've heard a lot about how artificial intelligence chatbots like ChatGPT could allow students and professionals to cheat their way to the top. Well, now the company behind ChatGPT is addressing that with a new tool. OpenAI announced a free new feature called AI Text Classifier. It lets you check if an essay was written by a human or AI. After you paste a body of text into the new tool, it will rate how likely it is to have been written by a machine, ranging from likely generated by AI to very unlikely. But at this point, even OpenAI is calling it imperfect. Executives say teachers need to be careful in how they use it when they're looking into cheating, since it will incorrectly label human-written text as AI-written about 5% of the time. So for now, it suggests using it as just one data point to work off of, among others, as it considers other ways to help. Frontier Airlines is now offering a way for you to have a pretty epic summer. It introduced its new Go Wild Summer Pass. It lets customers fly as often as they want, anywhere they want, between May 2nd and September 30th, all for about $400. Frontier does have some blackout dates when it won't work. But otherwise, as long as you have the pass, each time you get a ticket, you'll only have to pay 1 cent, plus the taxes, fees, and charges, like for checked bags or specific seats. Frontier serves more than 100 destinations already, both within the U.S. and internationally, like Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, Los Angeles, Cancun, and Jamaica. And it's adding 19 direct flights to Puerto Rico soon. Copenhagen Fashion Week just kicked off, and it's found a way to be different from those in the fashion hubs of Paris, London, Milan, and New York. Copenhagen has gone green with a series of strict new regulations. Just to take part this year, designers have to meet 18 requirements around materials, labor, and business practices. Like, they have to use recycled textiles, and they have to promise not to destroy unsold clothes. The event itself has gone through some changes, too. For example, there are now electric vehicles to take guests around, and plastic hangers are banned. Still, there are some critics who say the Copenhagen Fashion Week still is not going far enough. So each year going forward, organizers say they plan to add requirements to update the rules. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, a break to thank our sponsor, Rothy's. In the new year, my husband and I decided we wanted to try to simplify a bit more, stop saying yes to too many things, and get rid of any extra clutter or other stuff we don't really need or wear. And as part of that, I finally got around to organizing my closet again and donating some of the clothes that never leave the hanger. Well, even as I refresh my closet and wardrobe, my Rothy's shoes continue to deserve their spot front and center. They continue to be chic and comfortable and trendy yet timeless. And as I need new shoes that are pretty much any style, Rothy's is one of my go-to places to get them. They have tons of options for new wardrobe staples that you can feel good about wearing, since they're not only 100% machine washable, but they're also sustainably made. Their signature thread is spun from recycled single-use plastic water bottles. So for stylish and comfortable shoes, shop Rothy's and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. So it turns out people who usually commute to work save more than an hour a day by working from home. And a lot of them are using that extra time to do more, well, work. The National Bureau of Economic Research used worker surveys to calculate daily commute times across 27 countries over the last 2 years. Worldwide, it found remote work saves employees about 72 minutes a day. Here in the U.S., it's more like 55 minutes a day. Still, people everywhere are doing more with that extra time. The study says 40% of it is going toward people's primary or secondary jobs. About a third goes to leisure activities like exercising or watching TV. 11% goes to caregiving. And the study's authors say the value of that extra time is even greater than the numbers suggest, partly because people also spend less time getting ready for work when they work from home. They also point out that remote work saves money, since you don't have to pay for gas, trains, or buses. Still, many companies say it's important for their employees to come back into an office for more in-person interaction. Others say it really just depends on what each individual job requires. Well, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine and for sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.